staff, especially those working in difficult work environments. A new administrative instruction has since been adopted, whose recommendations go a long way in alleviating the hardships suffered by colleagues who work in high-risk duty stations. Overall, the security and well-being of UNHCR personnel was, is, and will remain the number one priority of concern to the Staff Council. Consequently, we can only urge UNHCR to continue playing a lead role in the common system in making sure that we think outside the box when it comes to ensuring an increased duty of care towards both international and national personnel who continuously risk their lives in the line of duty. On decentralization and regionalization, UNHCR is moving rapidly on a reform process launched in 2016 and which it aims to finalize by 2020. Past attempts at regionalization had led to reversals of the process for various reasons. As we embark again on an ambitious process that is already resulting in great anxiety among some sections of staff, we will need to learn from previous experiences to ensure that success and the success of current efforts and to minimize impacts on staff. Therefore, nothing should be done in a rush. In his opening statements, the High Commissioner informed that over the next 3 months, a roadmap will be drawn up on how to implement the decisions on decentralization and regionalization. A process of such importance and magnitude cannot be completed in 3 months, and we advise and urge that due flexibility is exercised in the timelines that have been set. A point of particular interest to the Staff Council is the High Commissioner's promise that he will continue to consult with you, ExCom members, in a transparent manner. The same transparency and inclusion should be extended to the Staff Council. The Staff Council should be involved in the elaboration of the implementation plans to ensure that the human resources dimension of the process is adequately looked into. While the regionalization creates opportunity for staff in the regions and possibly country operation, it's likely to impact negatively on staff, especially in the headquarters locations. Very specifically, the organization needs to put in place mitigating measures to alleviate any adverse impact on staff. On another issue, allow me to come back to the issue of contractual status for staff. At recent sessions of ExCom, the Staff Council has consistently advocated for the adoption of a contracts policy that is supportive of the long-term retention of highly performing staff, as stated in the People's Strategy. The High Commissioner has promised to revisit this policy after observing the outcome of the implementation of the recruitment and assignment policy adopted in 2017. Now that this policy is in place, we would like to reiterate our request for a review of the UNHCR contracts policy to be undertaken soon, so as to allow for the adoption of the three types of contracts provided for in the staff rules, meaning temporary, fixed term, and continuing appointments. These will go a long way in meeting the fundamental aspirations of staff for stability and job security and allow the organization to count on a dedicated workforce and meet its workforce planning requirements. On the massive use of affiliate workforce, time and again, we have called upon the organization to rethink its policy regarding the disparities created by the use of affiliate workforce personnel, resulting in low morale and frustration when they are performing the same core UNHCR functions as regular staff, but are treated differently. The Staff Council recognizes the need to seek expediency in getting the human resources it needs to deliver its mandate. But the organization has to address the fact that it has about 4,000 affiliate personnel working side by side with staff members and performing the same functions but with less entitlement. While in the early 2000s, a decision was taken to stop the use of project staff for the same reasons, now project staff have resurfaced under inadequate affiliate arrangement, and this needs to be addressed. A few words on conditions of service for staff and on the international civil service reform. Allow me to reiterate a concern I raised last year regarding the steady and relentless erosion of the conditions of service of staff, whereby virtually every single new policy introduced in the UN Common System by the International Civil Service Commission, the ICSC, has been a departure from an erstwhile inclusive and staff-friendly approach. There appears to be a clear shift towards limiting, reducing, or weakening staff benefits and conditions of service. UNHCR staff acknowledge the need for the ICSC to play a role, its role of assessing and regulating staff employment conditions in a transparent manner. Sadly, however, staff have gradually lost faith in the ICSC. For example, in many locations all over the world, the ICSC seems to have taken an approach aiming at reducing staff pay by deliberately tweaking salary survey methodologies, reportedly under the pressure of member states to reduce staff costs. In light of this, UNHCR staff like other UN staff are calling for more integrity, neutrality and accountability of the International Civil Service Commission. Staff are concerned that this body is acting more and more like a political entity, which is out of touch sometimes with the reality on the ground. The Staff Council is therefore bringing to your attention the negative impact of untransparent decisions of the ICSC on staff morale, and we count on your understanding of the need to ensure that the ICSC is reformed to be better responsive to the current realities of our organizations and their staff in a transparent and neutral manner. Thank you for your attention.